I remember lying to myself on this one. It's just impossible. I mean, I'm an overdrive kind of guy. And, you know, I'm glad for these other guys that seem to be more laid back and a little bit more passive. And God just didn't make me that. It's part of my personality. So I guess he'll... Wrong. Temptations are common to man. It's kind of like the... Remember the Wizard of Oz? And everyone was walking around and, you know, the Oz, he had all this power and and it was, man, was it really... And remember the scene in the movie where the little dog Toto goes over and he grabs the curtain with his mouth and then he pulls it back and everyone looks and everyone thinks the Oz, he's in such another level. And then they realize, huh, he's just like us. That's what this passage is teaching. Hey, whoever you are, guess what? When we pull the curtain back, you're just like us. We're all like one another. And we need to remember that so we don't make excuses. The fifth observation is temptations aren't allowed to go beyond your ability because of God's faithfulness. Did you see that line? God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that which we're able. We are different. We have different weaknesses in different areas. But the moment you're tempted, God is there for you where you're at. And by the way, jot down a little verse, will you? 2 Timothy 2:13. One of the great struggles I had is when I was tempted and when I wanted to fail, when I wanted to give in, or when I did fail, I assumed God was mad at me. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, when we are faithless, when we cave in, he is faithful because he cannot deny himself. Now, when we deny him, he denies us. When we say, I don't want to do it your way, he says, okay, I'll let you do it your own way, and you get the consequences of it. But even when we're faithless, even when we turn our back on him, he remains faithful. He's on your team. He's for you. He wants you not to sin. He wants to protect you. Because see, he's a father and he's got this picture in his heart of the very best for you. I had experience that illustrates this, and I've always been a little bit afraid to share it. But I did it at our men's retreat and it really helped them. And it's the first time I think I've ever shared it in 20 years. So powerfully helped me see God is faithful. He won't ever put you in a situation that if you're willing to turn from it, you can't get out. I was in South America. I played basketball in college, and then after college, I teamed up actually with